This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here to bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Live Sunday show with you tonight. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We, in the first hour of the show, had begun to share the news that the Colorado Sex Offender Registry has been deemed unconstitutional by a federal court judge in Denver. We didn't get through his full statement about that, so we're going to get to that coming up here in moments. And this, of course, is a difficult topic for a lot of people to discuss. It evokes a lot of anger and frustration in many people's minds, and really confusing and conflicting beliefs, as we just found from our last caller, who said that he thought it would be totally fine he thought that it should not be punished with prison for a college teacher to have sex with a college student, that only some sort of professional punishment should be involved there, like, you know, firing, for instance, or blackballing.
Sounds like certainly a place to start.
But then he said that, say, if it was an 18-year-old in college with a professor, that, again, firing would be the only thing he would say would be appropriate. But if the same thing happened in a high school senior who was the same age, he says that that person should go to prison. I mean,
well, he also brought up an interesting point from a libertarian standpoint, is that the teachers in Missouri, and I wouldn't doubt that this is done in many places in the United States, sign a contract that says that they will not do this, probably among other things, sort of professional standards that they have. And the sentence, the punishment is right within the contract. They put their signature on it.
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't you say that a person who signs a contract that has a sort of exit clause like this is then responsible for meeting out that what they put their name to?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, there you go.
But I don't think prison should be involved.
But it's in the contract.
That would surprise me if prison was actually in a contract. That doesn't seem.
I'm not saying you're.
Because you normally need a prosecutor to charge people.
Sure, if you're found guilty, these are the possible sentences. You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's not like this comes as a surprise. And they took the job with the understanding that that would be the punishment, right? Like, I should never, I shouldn't be a high school teacher. I'd be fine teaching youngsters, although I don't like children that much generally.
Mm-hmm.
I got one of my own people.
That's
I've
enough.
Given all that I need here.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to deal with the really unfortunate reality at some point in life that Jack is going to, have a girlfriend and
maybe he'll have a
have
boyfriend.
Sex. I don't think that that's likely, Ian. I think I'm going to know that.
Okay.
Yeah. I suspect that I can tell.
So we can continue the discussion. You're welcome to join us. Let's go, in the meantime, to Scott the Bigot for your dose of hatred for the night. Go ahead, Scott.
Good evening, Ian, Mark, and Johnny Ray. How are you?
Good.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
God hates America, and what's going on in Houston?
He just jumps in. Go ahead.
Because I might as well get to the meat and potatoes
there
of it.
There you go. I agree.
Hurricane Harvey that hit Houston, and then 12 years ago, New Orleans Hurricane Katrina. There's been too many hurricanes, tornadoes, and other natural disasters to hit the United States. And the point that I'm making is that it is the end times for America.
Why doesn't God hate Seattle? I mean, all kinds of terrible things happen there. Why isn't God throwing hurricanes at Seattle?
Well, God hates America for its abortion, killing millions of innocent babies.
I suspect they abort people in the state of Washington.
Well, he works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
Do typhoons not make it up that way?
I don't
know. You can laugh all you want.
Because you don't get hurricanes.
There's never been so many.
That's why.
So many of these natural disasters.
It depends on where they.
It's the northern and southern hemisphere.
So one begins to wonder why. God also hates America not only for abortion, but for homosexuality, which is a sick and perverted lifestyle. Pornography, perversion.
What about your lifestyle? Are you sick and perverted, Scott?
I'm not perverted. No. I have fixed ideas.
Do you have a fetish?
I'm bigoted.
What is Scott the Bigot's fetish?
Oh God.
My fetish. You asked an honest question, and I'll give you an honest answer. I find Swedish women beautiful. American women are gross and fat and disgusting. Wherever I go, I see 500-pound women. I'm not saying that to be funny.
Yeah, why not move?
They are obese, ugly, tattoos all over their bodies, no pride. I think Swedish women, in my opinion, are the most beautiful women in the world. Tall, blonde, blue-eyed, Aryan features, beautiful Aryan features.
I thought you didn't like women.
I don't like women, but I'm not a homosexual.
But you can see you know a good-looking one when you see one, but don't actually want to spend any time with them.
Oh, yeah.
What you're saying.
The problem with women is that a lot of them have mental disorders. It must be because of their menstrual cycle. I don't know what it is. But they're
but
very...
You're totally normal.
Let me rephrase that. Is anyone normal in today's world, really?
I don't know. I don't know what normal means.
Let me rephrase that. Normal is what... If everyone tomorrow went down to the Keene Square, the main square in Keene, and walked naked with a purple thong around them, they would be normal. And if you were the only one who got dressed, you would be abnormal.
You would be abnormal.
Normality is what society assigns to it. Mm. It's what society assigns to it, but... That doesn't mean...
Is it what society assigns to? Because society doesn't really make any decisions. It's only the individual that makes decisions.
Well, I would disagree. Society already has fixed ideas. For example, let me give you my idea on police, my personal view on police. I think police are the worst nightmare that could ever happen to you. Everyone says they're doing their job. They could plant something in your car, per se, like marijuana, heroin. They could railroad you so fast it would make your eyeball spin. Put you before a judge, and the judge, out of 9 out of 10 times, would take the side of the cop. You would be incarcerated. End of story. Then when you say that you're in it, when you're innocent, when you're in prison, they would say, that's what everyone says. I don't trust cops as far as I would throw them. And I make it a policy to stay away from them because I think that many
it's
of them
not
are
a
very
bad policy.
Overzealous.
I'm not sure what it has to do with normality.
Well, I'm saying that the point I'm making is that in America today, let me rephrase that, not normality. What about evil? What about perversion, pornography, raping children, pedophilia? That's what I consider evil.
You think pornography is on the same level as rape?
Pedophilia?
No, it's not. It's not. Rape is you've injured someone. Pornography is, I look at pornography more like prostitution is a victimless crime. But rape is not a victimless crime.
Nope, definitely not.
Rape is, and
unless it's statutory rape, in which case it is not a
not bigger, rape.
It's victimless.
Now I know what you're thinking.
Rape.
What right do I have to preach about all of these evils when I'm a bigot? I am a bigot. I am an anti-Semite. I'm a racist. The difference between me and others is others will always deny it. Not me. I'm not a pervert. Not me. I'm not a porn addict. They'll deny it. I don't deny what I am. That's why I'm not a hypocrite. I can't change what I am. Because I've had too much trauma inflicted. You say that it's a choice for me. It's more like trauma.
You think you're always going to be this way, huh? You think you're always going to hate other people based on the color of their skin or where
I'm
they were
born? I'm saying that regarding Jews, they stole a ton of money from me, $190,000.
It only took
him
5 minutes to actually mention. This was a lengthy. I would say this was a record for Scott, taking him a full 5 minutes before mentioning the Jews.
No, he had to berate America and the cops first.
Hey, thanks for the call, Scott. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to somebody who knows a thing or two about fetishes. It's Ricky in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live.
Talk about bad luck. I had to follow Scott the Bigot, even an air gentleman.
Hey, what's on your mind, Ricky?
War.
No, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. You're obsessing over this, huh? This whole idea that there's going to be some kind of civil war coming to the United States?
Oh, I hope so. I hope
because most people are concerned about
a
war with,
He's a jackass.
North Korea.
What's that, Mark?
I said most people are concerned right now with war with, North Korea, for instance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but see, that's the thing, you know, and that's how they're going to get everybody, because there's several.
How they're
going to
get everybody. What do you mean when you say how they're going to get everybody? What is it? Who is they?
The anti-federalists.
And how...
Or the federalists.
Hold on, Ricky. We'll bring you back. You can answer the question here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. How are they going to get everybody? It's Free Talk Live, and it is the live Sunday edition. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Our Skype username, if you want to join us like Ricky is. Skype username is lrn.fm. Send us a request there and
warning,
give us a call.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-957-9489. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9489. That's 1-800-957-9489. 1-800-957-9489.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Billa. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition of the program. As always, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. And you can take control of the airwaves, whether it's toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or you can Skype in to join us at Skype username lrn.fm. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, then you ought to join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast. Can be private if you want it to be, and easy as well. Fees are low and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. As we go back to Ricky in Pennsylvania, Ricky, you were talking about some kind of a war that you've been obsessing over recently. You want people to go to war, you said.
Well, keep in mind, this civil war, the seed's been planted for the race war, but that's going to be looming underneath all of this. That will come into play.
Thank goodness, because I didn't want to have a race war. Thank goodness.
So he's saying it will happen.
No, right? No, that's the seed's been planted. There's some kind of civil war coming before the race war. And
what's the first war going to be?
It's still something we could circumvent.
Absolutely. But see, here's the problem with all of this. Right now you talk about North Korea. You are absolutely correct about February. That's why the time is now.
What's happening in February?
You're right.
Last night you said February.
No, I was asking you what the time frame was.
Starting now, it's going to hit full force by February.
And what is the fight with North Korea?
Absolutely. Look at what happened tonight.
What's full force going to look like? An invasion by the U.S. into North Korea?
Well, got to keep in mind the players. The players in this are China, North Korea.
Because North Korea isn't invading anybody, right? Like, they probably don't even have a ship that can float.
They could invade South Korea. They don't need a ship.
Hey, for the first time, I'm actually hearing somebody pointing the finger at the Russians. The fact is, China's going to get blamed for their standoffish approach. That'll come in later. These are economic wars, World War III. You know? That's the first.
Does that mean there'll be no guns?
Oh, there'll be guns. Okay. Oh, absolutely. But economic between us and the Russians. That's what's very sad about this. And Trump's as dirty as they come, believe me. When you make a deal with the devil always makes his due. This is what I mean about Federalists. You know, plain and simple.
Just like Scott the Bigot always ties everything into the Jews, for Ricky, it's always the Federalists.
If I made a second war, and I'm trying to get that out there, the timing of these are going to be simultaneously. This month, Secretary to the UN is going to be in Israel, along with Jeff Sessions. The president's going to be there, and of course, Benjamin Netanyahu. Now,
never heard his name so badly.
Benjamin Netanyahu?
Yeah, Netanyahu.
Close enough.
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyways, either way, the point is that the idea here is Russia is the instigator with all of this, with us. That's the sad part. And my concern is Cairo.
How is Russia instigating the North Korean conflict?
By giving them armaments and things like that. It wasn't China. But China sucks because they could have done something.
How do you know where the armaments in North Korea have come from? I mean, there's no real information that comes out of that state. It's like a black hole.
Because only a couple countries in the whole world have weapons of this type, plain and simple.
A foreign policy podcast I listened to suggested that there was some link between Iran and
I mean, it's fair speculation, I would say, for the reason that you're giving, Ricky, but you really don't know. You're just speculating.
Well, my concern is Cairo. That's the thing.
Cairo?
We have control over the North Korean war. Cairo.
We do.
Remember we almost had Cairo. World War III a few years back?
No,
I missed that one, apparently. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
Yeah, here we sit in 2017, and he's all off in 2027, knowing the whole future.
So you can bring up anything that you want. I don't know. I don't think we're going to have a race war. I don't see that, even though there are some racists in the United States, I think they're in the minority, a very, very small minority, generally. There may be some people with some prejudices, but that's not exactly the same thing, and that's not worth going to war over.
Nope.
So you can share your thoughts here. You can bring up anything that you want. Now, whether or not the U.S. government is going to get involved in some sort of a stalemate or standoff or actual conflict with North Korea is another question entirely, because then you have two, you know, tough guy politicians, Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump. And I do love those graphical, like, face-switching things that they've done on the Internet where they'll take Kim Jong's, like, a picture of Kim Jong and a picture of Donald Trump, and they'll take just the face off of one and put it onto the other. Not exactly morphing. I'm sure someone's done a morph as well, but just to, you know, the end game of the morph, to have Donald Trump's face right with Kim Jong's hair and vice versa. I just find those so amusing because it really just draws the parallel between these two. There really isn't that much of a difference. It's only a difference in degrees between Kim Jong-un. I mean, one of the differences is that Kim Jong-un, in his country, they've raised the people there with total indoctrination to believe that the Kims are essentially gods, although Kim Jong-un being like kind of the third in line is not as godly.
More demigodish.
As his father and his grandfather before him. But regardless, that's the propaganda, and that's how many of the people are forced to behave in real life, or else they might get sent to a prison camp.
Yeah, but that,
so even if you don't believe it, you got to act like you do, or else. And so he has this sort of cult of personality thing going for him, where everybody is worshiping him in the country. Trump, I'm sure, would love that. He doesn't have that, because here there's a purported freedom of speech, and people can criticize and they can, you know, come out against him. But Trump, what he does have is the world's largest military at his beck and call and disposal. So he has aggregated to himself a whole lot more power worldwide than Kim Jong-un has. So Kim Jong-un has total power and control generally over a very small plot of land, while Donald Trump doesn't have as much power over the whole world, but does have more of an influence around the world than Kim Jong does. So again, it's just a difference in degrees. They're two very similar, I think, personalities. People that want the attention, people that want to feel important.
I think it takes something close to a megalomaniac personality to even run for office in, most.
I think that's mostly true, but Ron Paul's probably an exception. He doesn't seem to have that personality.
No,
right?
He doesn't. Of course, he didn't achieve anything either.
He achieved being elected, 12 times or something like that to the House of Representatives.
And a libertarian revolution. However, as a legislator, he did not achieve anything.
Well, that's, of course not. He was only one of 535, and most of the rest of them are just terrible people. So he achieved inspiration, he achieved education, he achieved alerting people to the ideas of liberty for maybe the first time in their life. Ron Paul was, for a lot of people, the first time they ever heard the libertarian message, and he did a decent job of propagating that out there.
Didn't he also achieve bringing home the bacon to his district?
Well, yes, he wouldn't vote for it, but he would write in earmarks just like every other politician does. But he didn't vote for it, if that matters to you.
That toll free number for you to join us here, 855-450-4 Free Life Freedom. This is Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Show.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We've got Skype, by the way, and our Skype username here, if you want to call us, there is lrn.fm. So do that.
So, I want to know, are you eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day? Only about 10% of people are. There's more bad news, and there's new evidence and a preponderance of research that's beginning to show that what you really need is 10 servings a day. Now, that's nearly a gallon of fruits and vegetables in their raw form per day. Only 1% of the population's doing that, and I'll bet they're a bunch of smug jerks. What's the prize for accomplishing this feat? Protection against obesity?
They're getting up at 5 a.m.,
yep,
and they're eating a half a gallon.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're smug as hell.
They are. They're exercising properly, and they're just doing everything they're supposed to do. They probably don't have children, a job, a whole variety of things. What do you get? You get protection from obesity protection from heart disease, type 2 diabetes, cancer, plus enough antioxidants to neutralize all five of the known free radicals. These are worthy goals, right? Well, I'm going to try to get all 10 of my servings of fruits and vegetables this month, but I'm going to cheat. I'm going to take Fruit and Veggie Total from the makers of Whole Food Multicomplete, and you can too. Please join me for this worthy goal to eat better, lose weight, live longer, and feel better. Go to SimplifyMySupplements.com right now and buy Fruit and Veggie Total. Had my two servings today in order to make sure that I'm hitting over the number. Plus, my wife made a what she calls a green drink, which is essentially a vegetable smoothie. Lots of sort of lettuce, spinach, kale, you know, these kind of things with like an apple and a pear tossed in. And I think she puts a banana in there, but it doesn't feel very – I don't know why you would put a banana in it. Anyway, I know a banana was asked for when she was making it. She said, can I have a banana? Maybe she just ate the banana. I don't know. Anyway, use coupon code FTL at SimplifyMySupplements.com, and you can save 10% off your order. They'll give you a free shaker bottle, too. This thing is invaluable. SimplifyMySupplements.com, coupon code FTL for 10% off.
All right, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So back to the original story that we'd started the show with about the federal judge in Denver who has ruled the Colorado sex offender registry as cruel and unusual punishment and called it unconstitutional. Federal Judge Richard Match, according to CBSLocal.com, has found the registry to be in violation of the Constitution. He wrote, the public has been given the, quote, power to inflict punishments beyond those imposed through the court, unquote. Allison Ruddenberg says that the sex offenders have been scarred for life because of the public information available. She says, quote, it makes them at risk for vigilante actions and have their having their houses burned down, beaten up, or even killed, and that is cruel and unusual punishment, said the attorney. She said further, quote, there's not a single crime in Colorado that has been solved because of the sex offender registry.
Okay.
Sex offenders,
that's an interesting point, right?
Have probably the lowest recidivism rate of any felon, and to single them out for this type of public ridicule and registration is irrational, she says. It doesn't do anything to keep our community safer.
So I did look at statistics at one point, and it's been 10 years since I looked at them, sort of recidivism rates, and what you found was the highest were thieves. Now, one of my concerns here is that, you know, thieves don't get much punishment and, you know, anyway. One of my concerns is that you're lumping all kinds of people together in the sex offender with this title, right?
Yeah.
And it's one of those kind of, oh, I know it when I see it kind of situation, you know, as far as sex offenders go. But there's certainly some people
You're saying you would know it if you saw it,
right.
But right now everybody's being lumped together.
Right. You know, I could, you know, scoot certain people out and say, and it wouldn't fit my definition of sort of what a hardened sex offender's like. Mm-hmm. And I want to know what those people's recidivism rate is.
The hardened sex offender.
Yeah. People who, basically, their sexual preference, right? Like my sexual preference, regular heterosexual sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their sexual preference is, I don't know, choking somebody or something awful. What is those people, what is their recidivism rate like? And that's what I'm curious about.
Good question. If you know the answer, you can share your thoughts with us here. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. The judge found the posting of sex offender information to be a violation of two different amendments. The suit only asked for, although this story doesn't tell you which ones. The suit asked only for three offenders' information to be removed. It was not filed as a class action. Quote, while it might feel safer to have a registry and know where those sex offenders are, those are only offenders who've been caught and convicted and are required to be on the registry. There are still a lot of other sex offenders out there that we don't know about, said Bree Franklin, the executive director of the Colorado Coalition Against Sexual Assault. She says, quote, sometimes there's a sense of false safety of being able to go out on a website and say, oh, now I know where everybody is, when in fact we don't know where everybody is, meaning that anybody who, you know, has not yet been caught is still a risk. If you want to believe this idea that there's, you know, some pervert lurking behind every bush ready to abduct your children or something like that, which, of course, you know, the statistics don't back that up. There are actually, you know, fewer violent crimes and crimes like that that are happening these days. So your kids are technically safer than ever, but there is this sort of mentality of, and we've seen it where parents are getting arrested for simply letting their kids walk home from school or walk home from the park or something like that. So the reactions that some people have been having to an irrational fear of what might occur is pretty sad, and it's really, I think, damaging to society. But going on here, Franklin says the registry isn't perfect, but has concerns the law has been around for too long, and this ruling takes into account the impacts on criminals too much. This is, again, Bree Franklin from the Colorado Coalition Against Sexual Assault. She says, quote, "I think we always need to keep in mind that the victims should have rights, too. The victims didn't choose to have this happen to them. Offenders made a choice to commit a crime,
right,
and this is part of that punishment." So she's defending the registry there. The Colorado Attorney General's office says it hasn't decided if it will appeal the ruling, and Ruttenberg says she thinks if it is appealed, it could be one day heard in front of the Supreme Court. And if that happens, would that invalidate, and the court rules in, you know, in favor of the previous judge, would that invalidate all sex offender registries or just Colorado's?
All of them.
At that point,
they would all have to be take a look at. What would happen is that anybody who is on a sex offender registry across the United States would then become eligible to bring a case to the Supreme Court in order to put their states on trial. Their state would understand this and know that they're likely to lose, so they would then begin backtracking as quickly as possible to make theirs compliant with whatever rules the Supreme Court might hand down.
If you want to share your thoughts on ending the sex offender registry, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number here is 855-450 free like freedom. And I do think that it is a kind of a slippery slope here because, as one caller was pointing out earlier, he was already calling for other registries. So you get this one kind of registry, and before you know it, you've got, and we've seen proposals for this before, and I don't know if they've actually gone through because we never, you know, we don't get follow-ups all the time on all the news stories that we talk about here. We don't actually have any production staff or anything like that to do any kind of research like that. But I remember hearing about a drug dealer registry that was proposed in some state. I don't remember, you know, which ones have proposed that one, but I remember hearing about that, and, you know, somebody else proposed a violent crimes registry, and I just feel like it's all really invasive, and I agree with you, what you were saying, Mark, that these people are paying their supposed debt to society with whatever the meted out punishment is. Let them get back to their life, because a lot of people are not going to have a recidivism. You know, they're not going to recidivize.
Well, okay, so first off, I think that a registry is something that a judge should be able to decide. First off, the judges in this country's hands are tied when it comes to the things they can do anymore, because basically everything except prison and a fine is considered cruel and unusual punishment. But prisons and fines aren't necessarily good solutions to everything out there.
I think restitution's a good solution, and that's not cruel and unusual. That's something that is handed out on some charges.
I think that in-house arrest is a great solution to a lot of things and can significantly less costly for the taxpayer.
No doubt.
But for some reason, people think of this as some kind of vacation.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You join us on the radio here. Coming up, an animal abuse registry? It's on the way.
Message and data rates may apply.
Attention, it is illegal to text and drive. So if you're experiencing hair loss and you want a permanent solution, please pull over now. Because an incredible offer that could give you your hair back is just one text away. Fosley is America's number one hair restoration expert, always pioneering the latest technology. And now, we're giving everyone who texts EZ77 to 543-543 an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable this permanent solution really is. Don't wait. When you text EZ77 to 543-543, we'll also give you a gift card for $250 off. Millions of men and women have come to Bosley for a permanent solution to hair loss. So pull over now and see for yourself how great your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit. Text EZ77 to 543-543. Plus, get a free gift card. This amazing offer is just one text away. EASY77 to 543-543.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. Coming up, Mark, you've got a story about an animal abuse registry. Again, we were talking about how, well, you got one registry, the sex offender registry, which, by the way, in Colorado, a federal judge has now ruled that to be unconstitutional, so maybe we'll see the end of these things, or at least they'll have to heavily modify them or something like that. But now, again, one thing that happens when, you know, government gets away with something for a long time of oppressing people's freedoms is that that oppression expands. Other people say, oh, well, we've gotten away with a smoking ban here, so let's expand the smoking ban to everywhere else. And yeah, we've seen that happen. And now we're talking about more registries. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. Also, don't forget, if you want to follow Free Talk Live via email and get the latest on what's happening with the show on a once-a-week basis, you can sign up for our email list right there on the front page of the website. Just go to freetalklive.com. There's an email sign-up box that you'll see right there toward the front and top and middle of the site over at freetalklive.com. Like every other feature on our site, it's completely free. Let's go to the phones, to the phone. David is on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, David.
The registry has gotten away with hold that thought, but I want to catch up on what I was saying before. If I have to do the what I just said another night, I'll do it another night. First of all, after I hung up last night, I remember that George Carlin was also one of the ones that quote, beware of stupid people in large groups, quote, gets attributed to. So I don't know for sure who it is, but Carlin is a likely subject or suspect. And a little bit, I know we were playing pronunciation games months ago or years ago that to help you out, Weber State in Utah is actually not Weber State, it's Weber State. to say
it. Weber Steaks, okay.
Weber, yeah, even though it's spelled, everybody says Weber, they pronounce it Weber for whatever reason.
All right.
And to help your friend Cantwell out, you guys were talking about what his course of action. Oh, and first of all, hello, all you attorneys out there. I'm not going to give the stupid disclaimer about I'm not an attorney because I don't have to because I'm not selling any services. I don't have to when I give my friend plumbing advice.
Let's focus on the issue at hand here. What were you going to say?
Yeah, well, the issue at hand for your discussion with Cantwell, you're talking about 6 months for an appeal of his bond. There are things called emergency filings. If I was in his case, I would do what I've done in my case, and I would file emergency petition for injunction, which means that they in most cases will look at it and deal with it immediately, and I would file it with my state Supreme Court.
Well, maybe he ought to hire you, David. Thanks for the call tonight. Apparently, Cantwell's attorney is Elmer Woodard.
Oh boy.
We didn't mention this on the air last night. I actually wanted to ask Chris about this when he called in, but we'd had him on for a few segments, and it just didn't seem that important.
I didn't want to keep him on any longer.
Elmer Woodard, according to the DailyBeast.com, this is from an article about the bail hearing that Christopher Cantwell, the former co-host on Free Talk Live, until we discovered that he had racist beliefs, and we terminated his co-hosting ability here because of that. But Elmer appeared in court on Thursday wearing, get this, an early 1800s-style red waistcoat with gold buttons, bow tie, white mutton-chop whiskers, black Velcro shoes, and a 1910-style straw boater hat.
I mean, this guy, God's name, why?
This guy is a character. I mean, this is amazing to me. And apparently the reason why, Johnny Ray, is that Cantwell was unable to secure three other attorneys who all declined to take his case prior to Mr. Woodard accepting the case.
Right, they wanted to continue to have careers afterwards. Mr. Woodard's not so concerned
with
it.
Obviously doesn't care.
Mr. Woodard's going to make his career.
With some Velcro shoes.
And there are pictures of this guy, by the way. If you look, you know, look online, you can find him. He looks like...
Oh, yeah, there's lots of pictures.
Yeah, I mean, he looks kind of like... I don't know how you describe this dude. I mean, it's just bizarre.
An eccentric.
Like the Colonel from Colonel Sanders, but even more eccentric, you know, and bizarre. Woodard, previously attempted... To defend a client accused of sexual assault by a 15-year-old girl by claiming that the man's sleepwalking caused him to rape her.
Is it not possible?
I suppose that it could be possible. I mean, sleepwalking's a strange thing.
I think that you're responsible for your actions while sleepwalking. If you walk out in the middle of the street and get hit by a bus, it's not like, you know, somehow the laws of physics aren't going to apply to you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever groped your significant other in your sleep? Called her a different name, possibly?
Yeah. No, thank goodness that has never befallen me.
Have you, Johnny Ray?
I'm not going to say, but don't do it.
So you can bring up anything you want here, and the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. People have even been posting pictures of Elmer Woodard's office. Have you seen this thing?
No. It's just as weird as the guy.
Somebody did a Google Street View drive-by kind of thing, and they took the screen cap of what the shop looks like, and it's like, it looks like a tiny little storefront kind of with nothing next to it.
Okay.
And it looks like it almost looks like a little kind of shack, very, very low rent location. But apparently, according to somebody else, the building is very long, so it looks much smaller from the front than it apparently actually is. But regardless,
yes,
still very ridiculous character. Velcro shoes. You don't see that every day. I mean, I remember having those when I was a kid.
Yeah, my son has them.
Well, right, but that was the last.
He likes to tie shoes.
I don't blame him.
I can't come up with a reason, you know, to force him to tie shoes. Right? Like, why?
It's more efficient. I mean,
what exactly is the reason?
When I was
I tie mine loosely and then just use a shoe
horn.
That's
what I do, so I can
slip
my foot in and out. Yep.
When I was in elementary school, I had some ruse, which had a Velcro pocket.
Yeah, okay. Now the ruse were actually cool. I mean, so that was back then. Did you have a dime in them?
A dime bag?
No, a dime, an actual dime, okay, to make a telephone call in case you needed it.
Yeah, yeah, I had a little something in there, because why have the shoes if you're not going to put a little loose change in it? Right. Also, there was, when I was in high school, there were some Pumas, I think, mm-hmm, that had a dial in place of shoelaces. It just had a dial right on the top of your foot. Yeah, and you would turn it clockwise, wow, to tighten the shoe on, and then you would just push the dial button style to release it.
Somehow, somewhere along the line, right after Ruse, laceless shoes became terribly, horribly, and inexorably uncool.
Uncool.
Right? Like, I don't know what happened, but that was because I had Ruse, and I had more than one pair of Ruse, and they were cool. I had Ruse at the time that payphones went from a dime to a quarter, because I recall having to pull out the dime and looking at it like, well, this thing's really, oh, sweaty. Like, it was all crusty and, like, kind of corroded. And then I'd suck a quarter in there just in case I ever needed it, and I did actually use the quarter at one point. There was a payphone at my school, and I needed to call mom.
Apparently, the Puma relaunches.
Yeah, the headline here, Johnny Ray. I'd never seen these dial shoes you were talking about, so I wanted to see what they looked like. And headline from March of 2016 over at Competitor Running website here. Puma has unveiled the latest version of its disc dial lacing closure system in Kingston, Jamaica. Although the disc closure system debuted in 1991 in running shoes, it eventually became more associated with some of Puma's lifestyle shoes. The newly relaunched version, which is lighter and provides a better fit than previous versions, is all about high-end running performance. They're charging about $130 or $120 for these shoes that world record-setting sprinter Usain Bolt will wear as he prepares for and races in the Summer Olympics.
Let's see if a high price and Usain Bolt can make these things cool. By the way, Usain Bolt has retired at this point, so that's an old article.
I told you it was old. It was 2016. Okay. Mark, you weren't paying attention.
Apparently not.
The updated disc system consists of an
internal wire. But I know who he retired. You people didn't.
It consists of an internal wire lacing mechanism that quickly and uniformly snugs down the upper around the foot with a twist of a small plastic dial at the top of the foot in the front of the ankle. They've tested out on both shoes, and they think that it is sublime. So, interesting.
I hope.
Did you like
them?
That was
great. I didn't have a pair. My friend Wayne had some. Mm-hmm. And
now, was this at about the time the pumps were coming out? You remember those?
The shoes, the pump.
Yeah, Nike pump.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was about
that
the same time.
That was the biggest thing, man. I remember when that came out in the early 90s. I think it was like the early 90s when that happened. And, man, everybody was talking about the pumps back then. I've not seen that since. Do they still have that one? Has anyone seen the pump
shoes?
They've
got whatever you want to pay money for. I don't know anything about shoes. I'm sorry.
Remember the old claim was that they're supposed to make you, jump higher, which is total BS.
I think that every kid who gets a new pair of shoes does feel like they could run faster and jump higher, though.
I think there was a shoe that had like a
spring.
Catapult thing built into it.
I had a couple of different pairs that did.
Did you bring those into the studio once?
I had some Z-coils, and I shoot another pair.
Weren't they a sponsor, a decade ago or something?
That was a different one that had springs in it. And
all right, more coming up here. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, hour 3 coming up. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.